It is 10 minutes to the hour 10 o'clock. Joining us in studio is Kobano, a TUT student who is running an NGO and selling iPhones. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Kobano.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Please just come closer to the mic for me.
Oh, give a DM.
Yeah, give a DM for prices.
DM for prices, guys.
Good zone.
Could you just come closer to the mic?
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So DM for prices. How did that come about? Like, when did you think about selling iPhones? Or you know what? This would be a great idea.
So I've always had this spirit of entrepreneurial thing.
Mm-hmm.
I started selling from back in primary, like
okay.
From
Gusolo. No,
Negerigisama
Swizi.
Oh, wow. Na primary.
Yeah, so. Were you not getting in trouble for that?
Obviously. Obviously. Yeah, I'm in trouble. Obviously. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I would skip classes. Not really skip classes. Let's say, ga free time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm outside trying to sell
my
Swizi.
Sure.
So that's where it began. I started by selling sweets back in school.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, as I grew up, I realized a gap in the market. Many people want iPhones. Many people want iPhones and they can't afford the retail prices because, wow,
they're dura.
So I saw that as an opportunity and then I took that opportunity. Got tomorrow, I said the iPhone. When I took my first gap. Get your gap 5 years back. I don't know when was that.
2021.
Exactly. I was like, no, man. Why is it king? Or get by the iPhone. Kebo no. Ntweka, I can't listen to that. Sharp fine. Karigisa the iPhone. At first, it started as a hassle.
Sure.
It was more about making money. Mm. Like, kinyagazaga.
Let's debunk this, Joe. I store Luen. Is there a difference?
Oh.
I'm not different.
I'm working to one.
Because there's this notion ya hore yeah Joe like na ya ga regile
go
yeah go I store like from the shop when I DM for price, so the value, does it differ or what?
And mind you, I store is also a reseller.
Thank you. iPhone is a reseller as well. They are more like me, but the only difference is bona they are more established. They sell under why it's man CV bana le CVC e la
one sure, sure.
Ovia so fitla mola ba o faka di paper bag
na le box nyana
o le nna ke na le box
o na le box le wena
a she bile o tlile ga
yona ke tsona ke tsona
le box, like it's more the same. And I would say 90% of the people, they buy from us, even though abanya ke vele re ba shoot re ntse sepe re disclose cause la jajana, but born with confidence, I would say 90% of the iPhone users, they buy from us.
Yeah.
One.
I still have to raise.
Okay.
Yeah, too much.
Yeah.
So when you know, I'm sure we're not about to know. Okay. Yeah, not the iPhone you're using, guy.
What is your guy? Oh, that's a good question.
So the iPhone is a when you're using, guy.
Okay. I won't disclose my supplier street because obviously
it's your business.
But I have a local supplier. Local supplier, I use it when somebody wants a phone, like urgently. So
okay,
I use my local supplier. The price are a bit higher, but yeah. And I also have a supplier from outside, go China, obvious.
Okay.
I stock them in bulk and then sell them. And those ones are very obvious. They're a bit cheap. Since
the word is go China, very, they are cheap.
It's very cheap. Yeah, you have to buy them in bulk. And then you're gonna sell them, but the only difficulties about that is that it's yanago. It takes time.
Yeah. The transport.
Yeah, you have to wait. But if you need it like urgently, so I just use my local supplier. And then I resell.
So tell us about your NGO as well, where you are on a mission to support disadvantaged students. Just tell us about that NGO story.
Oh, the NGO. The NGO. How did it start? Like you said, I'm not just an entrepreneur. I'm a student as well. I'm doing teaching go TUT. So it happened during my teaching practices. I became exposed to this social issue whereby students are unable to come to school with confidence or perform well academically. So due to what? lack of basic essentials.
Sure. Oh.
Your sanitary pads, especially the yeah, it's not just about sanitary pads. Some students, they don't have, they can't afford basic things, more like ball pen. You may take it lightly.
Sure,
like,
sure.
You may take it like lightly. You may take it lightly. And stuff.
Sure.
It's because of
what he talk,
and it toma move. So I started this NGO to kind of help and restore their their thing, their the sense of confidence and stuff.
The drive.
Yeah, cause name munning kubata kinyongo botzamaaga. Name kubata seeing a child and kimo itoma ngo thing, especially young. Into your girls,
because you teach, but now they cannot concentrate.
They cannot concentrate.
They cannot follow up.
Well, when they're experiencing that, and the first time they experience, so hele first time they experience, about two hi level na confidence level na I logo class. So I started this NGO. Since there are some students who cannot afford this thing, the sanitary pads and stuff. Let me help where I can, because. It's not just about teaching and stuff.
Close the gap. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to close the gap and assist where you can.
So how do you go about it? You know, also making sure how to protect the child and their dignity. You know, have you seen those NGOs where Shutabana and, you know, things like that? So how do you go about it?
You have to bear in mind now we live in a world whereby you can. So you cannot just shoot content without the consent of their parents. So you have to make sure you get the permission from the parents. So how do I go about that? I give a shoot. I just shoot them from the back. If they like content. And then that's
follow up. So you can create a portfolio for fans. Because you have to take photos. But if ever the facial,
And the funny part, the NGO, it's not really an NGO. For now, it's just about me helping. It's more about me helping. But later, I pray that it grows into something big.
Because
I don't want it just to be about the sanitary pads.
Yeah.
It's my wish for one day, at least, to give away the food.
Some clothes, yeah.
Clean.
And so, speaking of which, as we wrap up our conversation, where do we DM you for prices?
Where do you DM me? I have a TikTok page,
mm-hmm.
the Atmos plug.
Mm-hmm.
I have my WhatsApp number 069-276-2471.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Kopano, and all the best with your business, you know, and your NGO may grow into something bigger and better.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome.